Welcome to A Mexican Crossing Lines with your hosts, Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And Duke Gomez-Shemp.
You're listening to 88.1 FM, KPPPLP Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. And tonight, I have a very special guest, Elvin Mendez Rosa from Puerto Rico, who will be joining me tonight to talk about what's happened in Puerto Rico. Everyone knows about Puerto Rico since Hurricane Maria. In fact, many people for the first time realized that Puerto Rico is part of the United States, that all the people from Puerto Rico are citizens of the United States.
Yeah, including the president.
Including, yes. And this is something that happened because of Hurricane Maria that brought so much attention to what was happening there. As of course, many of you know, I've been following what the mercenary activists that brought a Standing Rock were doing in Puerto Rico and continue to do in Puerto Rico. But Elvin comes to us today to speak about what's been happening since Maria. We're going to find out about a movement that is taking place very quietly, very under the radar in Puerto Rico that you here stateside need to know about. You need to care about. You need to get involved in it. The statehood for Puerto Rico. This is what we'll be talking about, among other things, because you're also going to find out how the Democratic Socialists of America are trying to silence Puerto Ricans, trying to stuff their Green New Deal and their politics down the throats of Puerto Ricans, and why you here stateside are not hearing about it, why you're not hearing about any of this. Finally, we're going to talk about the mayor in Puerto Rico that was critical of President Trump, so critical of President Trump. And how do people feel about her in Puerto Rico? I believe she's running for governor. And Elvin will bring you all of that information in our interview coming right up. Thank you for being with us on the show, Elvin. Welcome. Could you introduce yourself to my viewers?
Yes. Hi. It's a pleasure for me being here with you in the program, your radio program. And my name is Elvin Mendez. I'm from the city of Aguadilla, from the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico.
So tell us, you have been very active. Actually, the picture that is behind me right now, which Elvin can't see, but it's one of the marches, one of the events, the very well-attended events that you have been part of to bring attention to the issue of statehood for Puerto Rico. Can you talk a little bit about that movement?
Yes, it's a movement that has started, a grassroots movement of different areas of the island from different towns. We have started gathering as a group. We're inside of the group are Republicans and Democrats, not socialist Democrats, Democrats. And we have started working with this movement towards statehood, because it's been since 1898, we have been a territory with no vote and been discriminated by the territorial clause. So we have started this movement because in Puerto Rico, there has been different plebiscites, and we have voted for statehood twice. And in this situation, we have started to gather and we have started to work with the statehood movement around the island, because we need to be heard. We have voted twice for statehood and our voice needs to be heard in Congress.
I feel that the issue of statehood is very under the radar in, you know, the 48 contiguous states, because I think a lot of people assume that because Puerto Rico in its majority is Hispanic speaking of Latino descent, that they are going to be votes for Democrats, and therefore that's why Democrats talk about it. But that's not really what's going on, is it? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Elvin?
Yes, I hear you.
Sorry, I was asking you to comment on what's really happening in Puerto Rico in terms of why here in America we don't hear so much about this issue of statehood. You said that your coalition in the movement is made up of Democrats and Republicans. And what is the leaning of the people there that want statehood? What is their what are their politics?
Well, I know that part of the problem that we had here in Puerto Rico is that we have been shown in mainland as a socialist state, that we're going to be a socialist state, that we're going to be a left state, and that's not true. Much of the Puerto Ricans here are very conservative. When you come to the island and you start asking people for much of these left propaganda, the majority of the people here in the island, they don't favor the views of this left agenda. So much of the problems that we had is that we've been shown in mainland as a very left territory. If we become a state, much of the people believe that we're going to be a socialist Democrat state. And in reality, that's not the truth. Here in Puerto Rico, there's a lot of people that we are conservative in values. We appreciate our U.S. citizenship, and we want to be a part of the U.S. Then we have a problem with the socialist Democrats that are inside of the Democrat Party, that they have been holding on our voices. We could make an example, probably Alba. He has come here to the island. He's the one who managed, right, in majority right now, mm-hmm. the Natural Resource Committee, that department is the one that is in control of the status of the island. He has come here to Puerto Rico, and he has made fun, is that what I could say, of our will, because he doesn't respect or doesn't believe that we have chosen for statehood, and the situation is because here in Puerto Rico we don't favor socialism. We do not believe in the socialist propaganda, and people that try to get a position in politics here in Puerto Rico that have socialist agenda, people reject them in a big way. So I believe that our big problem that we have with being known in the States is that the media doesn't help us because they know that we're conservative, and that if we were a state, we would be in the conservative area, and we will not favor socialism or left propaganda or agenda.
You know something really interesting? You mean the House Committee on Natural Resources, which is part of what Raul Grijalva, the Congress member from Arizona that you were speaking of, is in charge of. And a lot of people don't know this because I haven't really talked about it, but Raul Grijalva was also part of Standing Rock. I remember he was there on the day several other members of Congress were there, and so were many Democratic Socialists of America represented at Standing Rock. The same mercenary activists that left the United States to go to Puerto Rico, when they went to Puerto Rico and when they stayed in Puerto Rico, they were pushing that same agenda in Puerto Rico. And here in the States, none of us knew that that was even going on. I find it incredible that Grijalva, who portrays himself as an advocate for the rights of Latinos, for the rights of Hispanics, is actually silencing and censoring the voices of Puerto Ricans. Is that what you're telling us?
Yes, that's what he has done. He has been in contact with the left in the island. He's been with the mayor of San Juan. That I know people, I do need that people that hear the program know that she's not no hero. We do not feel represented by this woman because she's a left socialist person. And he's been continuously having these reunions with her, with Lidia Velasquez, with Alexandria Ocasio. These people, they don't represent Puerto Rico and the interests of the U.S. citizens that live here. So when he comes to the island, he only reunites with these people. He doesn't receive the statehood, the people of Puerto Rico that want statehood. And we had to go to the reunions where he has in a way of getting to know where he's going to be and just getting there. He came here in, I think it was in March, for a congressional hearing, and we statehood supporters were a minority there. We went there, we took our voices there so to be heard, and he did not wanted to attend us. He didn't want to hear us. So we have this situation with him because the left doesn't want statehood. They don't support statehood for Puerto Rico, knowing that we're conservative.
Why do they want to keep you voiceless, without a vote, and without being able to weigh in on the presidential elections? What is your perspective on why Congress members that are supposed to be advocates for Hispanics are censoring Puerto Ricans?
Because our voice is going to be a conservative one, and it doesn't go with the left agenda. If we had power to vote, in reality, we're not going to permit that socialism takes over our nation, the U.S. So this is the problem that we have. They know it. So that's why they try to seem that they're very friendly with the Puerto Rican will, but in reality, they don't help the you know, this situation to come to an end. So this is the situation that we're having here. Like, we don't favor, like, all of this liberal agenda. We don't receive the same, I could say, the same help that Washington, D.C., the capital, is receiving at this moment. You can see that these people, they do favor statehood for Washington, D.C., and when you look at the way of Washington, D.C. Beliefs and the polls, they believe that liberal is good. Puerto Rico is conservative. Puerto Rico right now, in abortion, we don't believe in abortion. We do not favor a lot of these propagandas that are going on. We're very conservative, very Christian values. So in this situation, that's why we get ignored by this Raul Grijalva and these committee, especially the Democrats committee.
Okay, we have to break something down for folks. Okay, Elvin, you're going to help me right now. We have to break it down for folks because we get so little information on what's going on in Puerto Rico. There's no way that people here on the mainland can make up their minds and understand this issue with Puerto Rico. So I'm going to talk about some things I know, and you can add some things you know. And then I'm going to start reading some of the questions our audience has for you, because they have a lot of questions. First, first of all, Puerto Rico is an island that is very, well, I believe, I have never had the honor of being there, but I know people who have, and I've spoken to people that live there, and it is a beautiful place with many natural resources. Correct?
Yeah. Yes.
There's a lot of people in the States that they hear about Puerto Rico and they say, oh, Puerto Rico is a lot of debt. Puerto Rico is a huge liability. Puerto Rico is a big problem. But you know what I saw? I saw a bunch of American Democrats, progressives, flocking to Puerto Rico after the hurricane as if they were vultures getting ready to prey on a dead carcass. That's what I saw. I saw a bunch of aves de rapiña ready to come in and take and take and take. So can you talk about this dichotomy of saying, on the one hand, people think, let Puerto Rico go. It's worthless. It's just a lot of debt, a lot of problems. And at the same time, other people trying to take it for themselves and get rid of the Puerto Rican people.
And reality is that if you see the agenda has been to take control of the island and that Puerto Ricans just move to mainland. That's why you're seeing a lot of Puerto Ricans moving to mainland, and then you see all these rich people, wealthy, but not in a justice way, just in a way of taking control of all of the economy. The problem that we have here is that people don't know that our territorial clause permits a tax haven here. We have a tax haven here in the island. It's a fiscal paradise for the people that are from mainland that want to open their companies here. But the people here in the island, the workforce, or the entrepreneurs, I think that's the way you say it, mm-hmm. empresarios, these people, they don't get those benefits. So that's why we have this problem in the island, economic problems. And that's why you see a lot of these progressive people moving to the island. You can see Soros. You can see different type of people that are looking at different places to get spaces. You can see them that day after the hurricane, they came to Puerto Rico to start buying lands and to start doing their way of government here in the island without the... I could say without the importance or hearing what Puerto Ricans have to say about that.
I want you to talk about Carmen Yulín Cruz Soto, because everybody is sending questions and comments about her. Let me read one of the comments to you. Carmen Yulín Cruz Soto is working on the Bernie Sanders campaign. She is, unbeknownst to many stateside, a hater and independent party supporter. Another question that many have phrased in different ways is, if you're telling us the truth, Elvin, that a majority of the people on the island are conservative-leaning, regardless even of their party, they're conservative in their values. How did you end up with Carmen Yulín as the mayor?
Yes, the situation is here in Puerto Rico, and it's something in local politicians and the national politician, is that Puerto Ricans haven't been shown what are the platforms of both parties, political parties. So you could see people that sometimes they identify as a Democrat, but when you start talking about the beliefs of the Democrat Party, they don't believe in abortion, they don't believe in the LGBTQ agenda. So you start seeing that a lot of people here in the island are very Christian, have very Christian values, are very conservative, and they're Republicans by belief. If you go to the people in the streets and you start asking them if they believe in a small government, and if they believe that you should have the power of managing your economy, a lot of people will say that they believe in it, that they believe in a small government, and they don't believe in a big government, and that they want changes. So that's why Carmen Yulín ended up being a mayor, because people here in Puerto Rico, in the past, they haven't been shown about the platforms. But awakening has been going on here in the island. And if you ask in the majority of the people if they favor Carmen Yulín for the government, the answer is no. You could look at the polls. There has been polls done here in the newspapers, and there was one that I think I shared with you that it was like 100,000 votes against her. So if you look at that, you know that people don't favor socialism. Here in the island, every person that comes very progressive and that starts speaking about their agenda, people vote them out. Carmen Yulín was a person that she was, when she was doing her campaign, she let herself seen as a conservative person. And then when the years started passing by, then she started with her liberal agenda. And then we all know all of these fights that she has been having with the president, and people don't favor her. Like in the island, if you go to San Juan, you can see all the things going on. The city is messed up, is in bankruptcy. The economy in the area, people are very mad with the things going on. And it's so different of the things that you see in mainland, because the Democrat socialism people that, right, the ones that are in the party, they favor Carmen Yulín because she's example of what they want. The situation also is that they've been projecting Puerto Rico as a socialist area because they come here to try to how can I say this? They've been trying to experiment with Puerto Rico with socialism. Mm-hmm. And when you see the things that they're doing, you can see that they want to bring here the Green New Deal, all of these stuff, and it's something that Carmen Yulín has been working with a lot of these Democrat socialists to bring to the island. So in reality, if people knew and could hear our voices, and you could be here and see what people think, a lot of people call and they don't favor her. Even the ones that are in the popular Democrat Party, they don't favor her as a governor.
You did send me that. I'm actually looking at it right now on my phone. And it's from El Nuevo Día. It was a poll asking, ¿Votarías por Carmen Yulín por Gobernación? Would you vote for her to be the governor? There's 99,487 votes. 25% said yes. Only 25%. So, really, they've been keeping the way that a majority of Puerto Ricans feel. They've been keeping the secret that the majority of Puerto Ricans are conservative from the rest of us in America, because they're trying to experiment, as you put it, Elvin, experiment on Puerto Rico. How do you feel about the experiment of the Green New Deal? Isn't Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez Puerto Rican?
Well, she's Puerto Rican descent, but she doesn't represent us in anything. Like right now in her district, she doesn't have support. And in Puerto Rico, a lot of people, if you go and you see in her, when they post news about her, a lot of people will just refer to her as a crazy person. Like even though people don't, certain people that have our elderly, right, in age, they see her as a crazy woman. And much of us know that. And if, right now, recently, I think it was yesterday, she was talking about erasing the debt, and taking out the fiscal board of Puerto Rico.
Wow.
And he talked about the Green New Deal. And a lot of people were mad because we know that it didn't work for her in New York. Why does she want to bring that to Puerto Rico, where she's not elected? So that's the bad thing of not having representation and not having the power to vote. These people come from another state, right? These Democrat socialists come from another state, and they come here to impose their agenda, and we cannot vote them out or do anything against it.
So are you telling me, am I understanding you correctly? What I am hearing you say is your fight for statehood for Puerto Rico is not just about voting in the presidential elections. It's about not just about representation in Congress. It is about not being censored. It is about having autonomy as a people, American citizens that do not want democratic socialism and policies like the Green New Deal shoved down their throats against their will, imposed by politicians who say that they're advocates for people of color.
Yeah, correct. We're not going to permit that socialism takes over Puerto Rico. We live in a free territory because of the U.S. Constitution. We're not going to permit that be taken over because of these Democrat socialists.
Now, tell me something about this application of the Green New Deal. Has there been talks about doing investments or with energy, energy sectors or policy, or how is the Green New Deal being tested in Puerto Rico?
Well, there has been companies from Tesla was here in Puerto Rico. They were making deals with the past government before he was taken out of the seat. And right now it was talked about it again. There's a lot of sectors in, it's not a lot of sectors. There's been people, right, that have been confused about the climate change thing. Mm-hmm. And there's different politicians here in the island that are from the Democrat socialist leading, right? Mm-hmm. They have been taking their mask out and people have been seeing them that have started these conversations with the climate change. We as U.S. citizens have been aware of it and we have started to fight it against it. So that's something, that's why we're letting this know, so people know the situation going here in the island. And people have started to gather up and we have started to start this fight against this movement, this left movement that wants to take control of the island. But yes, there has been conversation. The newspapers have been taking out some conversation of these left politicians that are in place. And we have started to let people aware of what it means, these policies that they want to bring here, and let them know that we are not going to accept these type of policies because we did not vote for these type of agenda.
James comments, media on the island is part of the problem. They keep people in Puerto Rico dumbed down. We're trying to change that. Thanks to Elvin Mendez Rosa, one of your fans listening. Would you talk a little bit about the media blackout? How has that been for people there? And what message is the media hiding that you can say today here on my show? What do you want people to know and the president to know?
Well, the media has been trying to build public opinion about different topics. They are not friendly with the statehood movement in Puerto Rico. They've been continuously attacking the statehood movement because it doesn't, for them, it's not what they want. They've been always talking about the president. There's been a lot of news without any without any sources. When you look the sources of these information that they're bringing to the people of Puerto Rico, you don't find the sources. They're not a source that could be something that you could believe in, because there's no, como se dice esto, no hay dato o argumento for it.
There's no evidence to back up the statements being made.
That's what I want to say. And that's a problem that we have here with media. That's why we use social media, mm-hmm. like Facebook, Twitter, to get our voices heard. There's been certain radio stations that have been giving us the opportunity to us to take the message. We have started doing different groups all over the island to bring the information and to start getting educated in these areas so people can, you know, resist these informations that have been being given by the media, the local media.
You mean propaganda, right, Elvin?
Yep.
It is propaganda. Yes, I mean, it's kind of silly because they're doing this with the caravans too. They're saying that the Hondurans and the Salvadorians and the all the people from Central America, the Guatemalans, they're climate change refugees. That's why they're leaving their country. But this is something we heard about Puerto Ricans. We heard the same thing. We were told because thousands and thousands of people since the hurricane have left Puerto Rico and come to the mainland. Thousands of people have abandoned the island. I want you to talk about why. What's the real reason? What is really going on? Or you know, correct me if it's true that you are leaving because of the climate change. Let me know. What's really happening?
No, that's not the truth. In reality, people are leaving from Puerto Rico because there's no opportunities. The taxes that we pay here are most highest in all of the nation. If you go to the different states, and they don't pay as much as you pay in Puerto Rico. The corporate welfare that has been here, like these companies that come here to do business, that they have Puerto Ricans as a hostage because they receive these tax benefits, and because of them, we don't have no representation, no vote. So this situation going on is something that has affected us, and that's why people leave. Here in Puerto Rico, you finish studying, and when you finish studying, there's no opportunities for you. So a lot of people find it more easier moving to mainland. So that's why Puerto Ricans are leaving, because the poverty level here is too high, because there's no way of getting out this type of socialist government that we had, and because there's a lot of, how you say that, mantengo, you know, welfare.
Right.
And people here want to work. But the problem is that here, if you work, they cut off welfare, and it's not a transition program like you have in the States. In States, if you could receive these benefits, and then they give you a period of time so you could, you know, start getting your money, your own money, and getting out of welfare programs. Here in Puerto Rico, it's different. So there's been a lot of problems with the system here in the island, and a lot of people are already tired of it, because you don't receive the same opportunities that you have in the States.
Right. And I got another question here. Not really a question, more of a commentary, because here in the United States, well, I mean, Puerto Rico is part of the United States, but stateside, what we're seeing, what we're hearing is that when Governor Rosello resigned, you had a large protest. There were many people that are part of the Border Support Network, connected to Antifa, connected to the Democratic Socialists, that were celebrating. In fact, presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard was on the island doing a live stream celebrating about the resignation of Governor Rosello. And as you know, Trump froze funds temporarily while the island was under protest. Could you talk more about what happened there and how you felt about it?
Well, in reality, a lot of people were mad with the government because of the chats, the text message that were sent in Telegram. So a lot of things made people angry. But we had these artists that are identified as the left that started bringing people here. We have the San Juan mayor also, and there's some investigations going on because a lot of the people that were here in Puerto Rico were not Puerto Ricans.
What?
There
Wait
was
a minute.
A lot of people.
The people that we saw, the massive protests, are you saying that a lot of people were flown in to protest?
Yep, because there was a lot of people. There's in Puerto Rico, there's concern from, if you could talk like with people in the streets, and there's concern because there's been a lot of the videos and the news interventions while the protests were going on, and a lot of these people were not Puerto Ricans. They had different accents. Their Spanish were different, and a lot of the symbols that are drawn were drawn in the you could say in certain buildings were Antifa, and certain symbols that were drawn were from other groups, other left groups that are in Latin America. So
anarchists.
Yep. We were very worried about it because we saw that going on, and it was something that people here in the island were scared because we knew there were people that were not from here.
They were dressed in black?
Huh?
They were dressed in black?
Some of them were dressed in black, but some of them were dressed normal. But when you heard their voice talking or speaking their Spanish, it wasn't from Puerto Rico.
Oh, my God, Elvin.
Yes.
The same thing happened here in Standing Rock. Thousands of people came from all over the country to protest. And it lasted for a long time. It was literally an occupation. These mercenary activists go from place to place, and they do so much. They don't just commit fraud and hurt people. I mean, those are things that I have reported on and exposed on my show now for years. They also affect the politics. They also hijack the message of the local people like Elvin. So, Elvin, tell me, what are you doing? What is the upcoming event? Please announce to people how they can get involved and how they can support you having a voice and you having representation as an American citizen of Puerto Rico.
Well, we need you guys to make our voice heard. You could look at us in our page, right? Look for us in our page, Movimiento Revolución Estadista. I'm going to let the link, right?
Yep.
So you could share it. You could let your senators and your congressmen and representatives know that you want justice for Puerto Rico. And we're going to be letting know the things that we need help. We're going to be showing the plan that we're going to take over, right, to let known, I must say, because in reality, we have to organize and we need help from mainland. We cannot do it by ourselves because that's the problem that we're having here. A lot of people want to take control of the island. I can bring you an example of it. There was a person called Julio Muriente. He went to Brazil to a socialist meeting, and he was saying that the protest that went on was an offering for the socialist movement. So we had that situation going on, and they were saying that they were going to gain independence, that we were looking to be independent and go into the socialist community. So for me, it's something that is very alarming, and it should be alarming in the mainland because Puerto Rico is part of the United States of America, and we need justice for us, the citizens here, the 3.2 million citizens that live here, U.S. citizens.
I just shared the link. I think I got the right one. It's called Movimiento Estadista Puertorriqueño, correct?
That one, yeah, but it's Movimiento Revolución Estadista.
Okay, Movimiento. Okay, hold on. Movimiento Revolución. I found it. I found it, folks. I'm going to share this with you. Okay.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to bring you the image that is going to appear on the page.
It's the one that you're holding. Put up the picture, Duke. There you go. That's it.
So if you're going to find this image, you're going to know it's the truth.
That's exactly right. Okay, let me put it in. Movimiento Revolucionario.
Revolución.
Revolución Estadista.
Estadista. That means Statehood Revolution Movement.
Statehood Revolution Movement. Statehood Revolution Movement. Here it is, guys. Go like it. Follow the page. Help spread the word. These are our fellow Americans, folks. These are our fellow Americans that are reaching out. Elvin is reaching his voice out to us to let us know what's really going on. There seems to be a media blackout in Puerto Rico. The media we know that was there from Standing Rock includes the Young Turks. Includes the Young Turks. And as you know, what they did in Standing Rock was not very good for the state of North Dakota. It cost millions and millions and millions of dollars. And that's on top of the damage that they caused the people that they hurt, like Kathleen Bennett. Now, we have the same problem in Puerto Rico, and the people there are being censored. You have people like Raul Grijalva and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who herself is a Puerto Rican, trying to push socialism and policies like the Green New Deal and experiment on Puerto Rico like they were a guinea pig. Puerto Rico is not a guinea pig. It is an island that is still reeling from Hurricane Maria, and they definitely need your help. Elvin, we're about to close out the show. I really want to thank you for being here with us. Please tell people once again where they can find you. We will share the link. And if there's anything else that you want to say before you go, plus I want people to know Elvin will be back on my show. We may even have him do his own segments so that he can reach more people here in the States.
Yes, I would like to remember the name of the group, El Movimiento Revolución Estadista. The link is going to be there. Or Twitter, that is Re Estadista. And I invite people to help us in this this fight that we're having here with left. We are the statehood movement. We are not socialists. I want that so people know that. And to let our voice here. I bring my 51st star flag here because we're fighting this battle. Puerto Ricans have been citizens since 1898, and I think that it's time for us to have the voice and vote and to be protected by the away from these people that want to take control of the island. That is the left.
Yes. And I want everyone that can hear my program to support Puerto Rico in their statehood. And I want them to give their support to Elvin. I want people to share this show out. Put it on your pages. Share it in your groups, please. The president and the members of Congress that should be representing, not silencing Puerto Ricans, representing Puerto Ricans, should hear this show and know that democratic socialism is not wanted on the island of Puerto Rico. These people need to have their own self-determination, and we need to help them as fellow Americans. Thanks for being with me on another great show with Elvin Mendez Rosa. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity, really.
All right, have a good night. And thank you, all of you, for being with me here on A Mexican Crossing Lines. Stay tuned, folks. I have an explosive super chat for you over on YouTube. Extra, extra, extra content. A really interesting interview with yet another victim of Paloma for Trump, a.k.a. Paloma Zúñiga Delint. That'll be coming up next on YouTube super chat. If you want to roll on over there, help support the work of our station. Thank you for being with us here on A Mexican Crossing Lines with your host, Sidney Gomez-Shipp.
And Duke Gomez-Shipp.
You've been listening to 88.1 FM, KPPPLP, Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. See you soon.